As of just after midnight, the word from the Kerry campaign had been that no concession would be made until every vote in Ohio had been properly counted. And according to Ohio's Secretary of State Kenneth Blackwell, there are still as many as 250,000 provisional and absentee ballots that won't be tallied until as late as November 13th. This morning, however, Franklin County's Assistant Board of Elections Director Michael Hackett told Free Speech Radio News that Ohio's provisional ballots, which he estimated to be closer to 130,000 in number, would not be enough to produce a Kerry victory even if 100% of them were votes for the Democratic candidate. Susan Truitt is a co-founder of the voting rights group Citizens Alliance for Secure Elections.
I don't think anybody at this point truly has a firm grasp on exactly how many provisional ballots were cast, because the numbers I hear keep changing. I was hearing there were 250,000 provisional ballots last night, and then today we hear there are 130,000. Let's get a definitive number. Let's get some documentation of it. Let's break it down by precinct, by county, and then we'll know whether it's within the margin of the difference between a Bush and Kerry victory right now. The margin of their victory in Ohio is not big, and it's perfectly conceivable that the provisional balloting could make the difference if we know what the real numbers are.
Provisional and absentee ballots may be the largest unresolved factor that could potentially affect Ohio's electoral outcome, but there have also been reports of discrepancies in tally reports from at least some precincts in Franklin County. Stuart Wright volunteered as a poll watcher in the heavily Democratic neighborhood of Clintonville. He noticed that the paper tally printouts in his precinct, by which the law must be displayed in the window of the polling place shortly after it closes, showed that there had been significant problems with one of the electronic voting machines in that ward.
And so I watched this worker there posted the four tapes, and I went outside to read what they said and added them up and so forth. And I know that's the way it's supposed to be. And someone came up and asked me, what do you make of all those zero counts? Then I looked and saw that these two tapes had 000 all the way down. It was as if they'd never been opened.
Many people here are struggling to make sense of the election and Kerry's concession, and some, like Susan Truitt, are outraged that the Democratic Party would concede before a thorough investigation and accurate vote count has been conducted.
I feel that it's inconsiderate and almost traitorous to those who worked so hard for him to concede the day after the election, when exit polls in Ohio and Florida are showing Mr. Kerry ahead, and the results show him behind, where I've heard exit polls throughout the country are consistent every place except Ohio and Florida. I think it's unfair to those of us who supported him vehemently and passionately. And I think it's unfair to him and the party, and I think it's unfair to the world. How dare we concede so easily when there are questions about the Florida totals and Ohio totals?
Protest rallies are planned in Ohio later today and again later this week, and many organizations here are beginning to discuss what actions to take on Inauguration Day in January. For Free Speech Radio News, this is Evan Davis in Columbus, Ohio.